Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Von Kay is the author of the delightful new children's book series, Mr. McTavish, the sweet story about the love of a dog and doing good to others. Mr. McTavish's love for taking rides with Jima inspires her to take him everywhere she goes, especially when children are involved. Mr. McTavish knows they will have fun when children will be there. He loves their unconditional love. Join Mr. McTavish and Jima in their journeys. Mr. McTavish goes to the library. Mr. McTavish goes to the hospital. And the newest adventure, Mr. McTavish goes to the community park. Von Kay has lived all her life in Pennsylvania, became an author in retirement after a 34-year career in the real estate industry, including owning her own agency. She was inspired to start her series based on her Scotty dog, McTavish, who was her buddy for many years. She hopes her series of Mr. McTavish adventures will inspire others to read and improve the lives of children. Back with us on This Week in America, Von Kay, creator of the brand new highly praised children's book series, Mr. McTavish. The latest, Mr. McTavish Goes to the Community Park. Von, welcome back to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Rick. It's been fun meeting with you. This is our third time.
It really is. And you can go to YouTube and you can link out by going to our website, This Week in America, watch all three interviews, just like Von's series, three books so far and growing. We have three interviews so far and growing when new books are available. And you can hear about all of the programs there and podcasting. We're on 22 podcasting networks. So This Week in America, you'll find us on Apple, Amazon, Google, Spotify, iHeart, Odyssey, a whole bunch of others. And you can find, again, the link on all that information on our website. This is a delightful children's series that's getting a lot of critical acclaim. Let's go back and talk about the beginning. What was the inspiration? I mean, you're retired, probably enjoying life at that point, and then you decide to take this on. What was the inspiration for coming up with the Mr. McTavish series?
Well, I had gone to a high school reunion. I won't tell you which one number it was. I had come back from it. And right after I got back from my reunion, I had a organization called DonorsChoose.org sent me something about an elementary school teacher in my old hometown area that was looking for some funding that she could get from someone. And this organization finds money for these teachers for things that they can't get from their budgets or from their board of directors or whatever. And I decided that she wanted to have a charging cart for her children's first and second graders, their iPads. So they didn't have to race all over the school and find a place to plug it in because they couldn't take them home at night. So I gave her the full amount, and she sent me back a lovely thank you letter through the organization's website, and then that was that. And then about 6 months later, I got this big, thick package of thank you notes handmade by these children. There were over 50 of them. It was wow. Really, really great. She wanted me to check them all out and pick three of them, but I couldn't pick any, just one, so I just fanned them out on a cardboard, and I put that everybody was a winner, and I stood in front of it and gave her that picture, and she thanked me for that. And I had always thought that I would go back to my hometown with my dog, because I take him almost everywhere with me, meet her and meet some of the kids. And now they probably would still be at the next level in grade school, but I thought I would go back and take a look at this and say hello and everything. And it just never happened because I had a job at the time, a small job, and my dog passed, McTavish passed. And then the pandemic hit. So I sat there with nothing to do, and I decided, well, I think it's about time that I do something with McTavish and this story that I had rolling in my head for a few months. And it all got started with just sitting around, not having anything to do. And And it mushroomed from there, because it's a great story. I believe that children are about due for a nice dog character that they can love again. So like Lassie, Rin Tin Tin.
Oh, yes.
Beethoven, Benji.
Well, yes. Remember Benji? A real life animal here that you can like relate to, and we don't have purple sponges all of us in our lives, but we have animals in our lives, and it's something that the children can relate to. Bon K is our guest. That's Bonkay. Book available at Amazon, Barnes and Noble, the usual places. Facebook page, get a lot of information there, is facebook.com/Mr. McTavish Books and all of that. On our website, thisweekinamerica.us. I want to talk about the process of getting started, but before that, let's talk about the other two books in the series. This one is Mr. McTavish Goes to the Community Park. First one was Mr. McTavish Goes to the Library. How did you choose that one, that topic, to begin the series?
Well, I wanted it to sort of be a surprise. It was all about the books and the thank you notes that the children gave me that started it all off. But I thought I would make it for the library and ending up in the elementary school library as a thank you to her. They had it in the library with all the kids there. And, of course, the dog always enjoys children, so he had a great time there when they were thanking us for this contribution. So that was my inspiration for that first book, was the actual dealings that I had through the DonorsChoose.org organization.
When you started with that first book, Mr. McTavish Goes to the Library, did you know this was going to be a series, or was this sort of like, I'm going to do this and maybe we'll see what happens?
I sort of had an inkling in the back of my head that it might be nice to have more than one story. And I have notes all over the place that I still haven't gone through again, but I have lots of ideas for my next series of books.
Well, the second one came out then. Mr. McTavish Goes to the Hospital. I love this because he's really going in, spreading that love that he has, that comfort that he gives to the young people in the hospital. How did you come up with that particular theme for book number two?
Well, my inspiration for that one was my daughter, who is a pediatrics nurse. And at the time she was talking about things that happened at the hospital, but she couldn't go into details because of the patients. She did say that a lot of them get lonely. Their parents try to be there or support them as much as possible, but they do have some lonely times in these hospitals. And so I thought it would be nice to have a story about Mr. McTavish and his handler, Jiba, take the things to the hospital that the children can use to keep them occupied when they don't have company. So we took them books and crayons and all kinds of games that they can play in the hospital.
Another book so well done. All of the series is Mr. McTavish Goes to the Library, Mr. McTavish Goes to the Hospital, and now Mr. McTavish Goes to the Community Park. And I like this. You point out a need in a lot of community parks. Give me the storyline and why you chose Community Park for the third in the series.
Well, we have a local community park. We have lots of local community parks, but there's one in particular that I like to go with close to my house, where it had almost everything that a child could want. It had a stream running through it that you could wade in the summertime and keep cool. They had a bridge that went over it. It looked like one of those old covered bridges. They had a picnic area. They had restrooms. They had all kinds of games for the young kids. They had a baseball field on the other side. So it was a very large park with lots of things to do. But one thing they did not have there was any type of refreshments. So people had to bring their own. And again, a lot of times when people bring their own, it kind of gets trashy. So I decided that park needed to have a goodie bar. And so Jima, I took it upon myself to make Jima a beneficiary of making a goodie bar at this park. And, of course, we had to name it after Mr. McTavish.
Thus was born Mr. McTavish Goody Bar at the Community Park. Bonkay,
right,
our guest on the program. The book series is Mr. McTavish. I love when you talk about McTavish, this dog that meant so much to you during the 12 years that you were together. And it sounds like you're not really exaggerating his characteristics as you make him the hero of these books. It sounds like he's just as gentle and warm and loving as he was in real life.
Yes, I decided that kids needed to have a lovable type of character. I have been thinking about it for a while and doing some research by watching the old Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, yes.
Because I liked their Scotty character that was on there. I think his name was Jock, but don't hold me to that. And he was so cute and reminded me of Mr. McTavish. So I decided that I would make the books in coming out in his words so that the children can actually follow with the story through him and how much he enjoyed everything and loved the children. And so we wanted to show love and understanding and gratitude and also help out with anything we could that had to do with children.
The books are so entertaining, yet you have these themes that you can discuss as a child is reading to you, you reading with the child or to the child. So many things that you can discuss, probably go back time and time again, pick up on different aspects of the book and have a discussion with that and present that as you do in an entertaining way. The books are available, all three now you'll find at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Great for holiday giving, Valentine's Day coming up, birthdays, holidays. And the nice thing is you can keep adding to the series. Well, I don't want to say that and put you on the spot. I'm sure they can keep adding to the series. You're working on more in the Mr. McTavish series, I'm sure.
Yes, I have a couple of them that are on the outline now. So I'm hoping to get them into publication shortly. We have to work with the illustrators. One of them is going to be about a friendship bench where kids can go when they're new to town or they don't have a friend or they feel very lonely,
yes.
They can go to this specific bench and other people see someone sitting on the bench and they go there to make a friend. And I thought it would be very cute to have Mr. McTavish sitting in the middle of this bench.
I love the visual with that. And these books are, they just don't have pictures. These are really expressive pictures that hold your attention and draw you in as well. I want to talk about once you got this idea, okay, I'm going to write this book, I'm going to do it at the library, I'm going to get started. This is all new. How did you get started? Who did you reach out to? How did you begin the process? There's so many decisions. You've got word count, you've got pictures, you've got cover, you've got size of the book, all of that. How did you get started on something brand new like this?
Well, I found a very good publisher online that I could work with that was not too far away from where I live. And they gave me some outlines to go by. And, of course, you have to figure out what size of book you're going to have, because if you have a children's book for people that are children that are 3 to 10-year-olds, it's usually about 20 pages or so. If you wanted to get into the tweens, like the other ones with the underwear people.
Oh, yes.
That's a larger book. So that would have been a lot more words and a lot more work to try to describe this library situation. I thought it would be better for the children in the 3 to 10 category rather than the tweens and stuff like that. So we decided that. Then working with the publisher for the wording and also the punctuation and everything. And the illustration team was very, very good. It took a while to develop the character of McTavish because, as you know, Scotty dogs, most of them are all black. They don't take very good pictures when they're all black.
Oh, yes.
So it was very difficult to get things across to the illustrators, and it always seemed to take a long period of time after you make a change. But if you look on the back of each of my hardcover books, we have an actual picture as a memorial to Mr. McTavish. He's on the back of every book.
And we've got a picture of that on the YouTube version of the programs. All of them, it's there, and you'll see a picture as you go to Bond's website, which is facebook.com/Mr. McTavish Books. A lot of decisions go into this as you're writing this. You think, oh, writing a children's book, and then suddenly you're asking yourself all of these questions, what you need to do. How difficult was it, how challenging to take your ideas and actually implement them? I'm sure you went in with a message in mind. Now you have to try to get this down to where a third to a 3-year-old to a 10-year-old will understand the message that's there and not use too many words. How challenging was implementing your ideas?
It wasn't as difficult as I thought it would be. I had always been thinking about writing a book, but it was about a completely different type of situation. I think everybody has a book in their head. But then I decided with Mr. McTavish, it should be a children's type of book. There should be care and love in it. And I took some examples from the donorschoose.org, and it just seemed to roll off. And when I started thinking about what would the dog want to say, and it really wasn't as difficult as I thought it was, because there's not that many pages, but getting the colors and the things down for each page so that you have the words on the page and you have the color of the page, and it really gets exciting to make the child get to the next page.
How about developing characters? You need some to tell the story. You don't need too many, I would assume, or it bogs things down. How do you develop the characters and the number of characters?
You start thinking about the story, of course, and you need to have other people in there. Like, is there going to be a teacher in there? Is there going to be a doctor in there? Is there going to be someone from the school? If you have the friendship bench, like I'm going to be making the next book. So you'd start thinking about the different people that Gma and Mr. McTavish would run across if they were in each situation. Then you just sort of embellish from there whether they should be a man or a woman and things like that. So I try to make it very diverse.
With us on the program is Bon Kay. That's two words, B-O-N-K-A-Y. She's the author of the Mr. McTavish, the new children's book series. You'll find Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the usual places, and their Facebook page, facebook.com/Mr. McTavish Books. Three of them are out there. We'll give you all those before we wrap up our conversation today, and we'll have all the links on our website. Let's talk a little bit about the tedious part that when you talk to some authors, they've got drafting, they've got revisions, and it's like, boy, I don't like getting bogged down in that. What was it like for you, the drafting process and then revisions? Because I'm sure there were times you went back and made slight little changes in the text.
In the beginning, it wasn't too difficult with the text because they always have someone correcting your wording and your punctuation and things like that. The biggest and hardest part was getting the characters down and getting them colorful, especially Mr. McTavish. So that was the experience, was getting that character, the very first book. Now, the next books after that, we had the character, and we just start dressing the character differently or making him do different things like shaking hands or things like that. So it wasn't quite as difficult as I thought.
This is like a whole new business, a whole new profession for you. What's this been like? It's sort of like going back to school and learning this process all over again.
Oh, it has. It has. I had never thought that I would be an author like this. And so I think that's the one thing that I'm missing right now is I don't have the technical skills that a lot of these other newer, younger authors have.
Oh, yes.
So I'm winging it. And it's really great to have this meeting with you.
You know, it's interesting. I say retirement, and I sense your passion in doing this. This is sort of like become a I don't want to say full-time, but something that you're very proud of and spending a lot of time thinking about and working on and developing.
Yes, thank you. It was quite a job in the beginning, but it seems to have gotten easier, and I'm really enjoying it. And hopefully by the next fall, the next book will be out. It takes a little while again with the illustrators. So I think we will be another fall ready for the next Christmas season.
Well, that will be good. And again, I remind you, when holidays are coming up, Valentine's Day, you've got birthdays. This is great. And the nice thing is you can keep adding. If you could give three now, and as the newer ones come out, you can add to the library as well for the younger people in your family. On YouTube, and there's a lot on YouTube that you'll find at Bonsite, facebook.com/Mr. McTavish Books. You do a reading there, the premiere reading video. What was that like, reading to a group of young kids, reading the book for the first time, and you bring those words to life? You can sort of close your eyes and see Mr. McTavish interacting.
Oh, it was really great. In fact, I was very nervous because I hadn't read to kids in a very long time, that young. I did get some feedback from their parents before I had the book published. They gave me some feedback after they talked to the kids about the outline of the story. And then they were really thrilled to see the colors of the stories, too. So the colors are very important in my books, I believe. And the kids were wonderful. They really came through really good.
You know, at the website, on the website, you also mentioned merchandise. Is there or will there be some Mr. McTavish merchandise? You're talking about gift giving, a book, and some Mr. McTavish merchandise would be a great gift idea.
Yes, I'm hoping it will get into merchandise. I did have some t-shirts made up with the logo on the front for the kids that we were reading to. And I have a few things that I'm thinking about developing. But again, that's in the hopefully near future.
And you can check out all of this on the website, Facebook.com, on Facebook's website, Facebook.com/MrMcTavishBooks.com. And we'll have information as we go here. I mentioned book available at Amazon. Any particular place you would send them to get a copy of the book? Amazon's the first that comes to mind, but they really don't need the money. There might be somebody else out there, a local bookstore or somebody that could sell them as well. Where's the best place to get copies?
Currently, the best place to get the copies is from the online bookstores. Barnes & Noble, of course, is another one that has them on there. I've not bought myself through the Google books and things like that, but I believe that Barnes & Noble is another establishment, and we're trying to get it into the larger stores. It's just very difficult for a new author to get something into, like a Walmart or a Target or something like that. So we're working on that.
Well, you've got the quality of the product. You've got the excellent response, the reviews from the people who have read, and the children, nothing better than a review from a child who has read the book and been entertained by this. Bon, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Look forward to book number 4 and talking about that. And all 3 books now available. Mr. McTavish Goes to the Library, Mr. McTavish Goes to the Hospital, and Mr. McTavish Goes to the Community Park. All of these available at, as Bon just mentioned, all the usual places. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. It's been a pleasure talking with you the past couple of weeks. By the way, again, all of these interviews, audio available online, wherever you get podcasts, and video, of course, on YouTube, and you can link onto those at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Bon, congratulations on a series well done. This needs to be made into a video series of some kind, and hopefully that will happen here soon. Look forward to having you back on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Rick. It has been a pleasure. I have enjoyed it so much. You have a great day now.
You as well. And Bon Kay is our guest, B-O-N-K-A-Y. You can Google, find out where the book's available, or go to Facebook, facebook.com/MrMcTavishBooks.com. All of that, of course, on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And you're listening to This Week in America. And we're back right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.